sugar is usually packed, like large quantities.
In large quantities. Oh. Usually be in a sack too, some type of, well, either be a paper sack or paper package.
Mm-hmm.
Usually some would be in some kind of, old days it'd be, I couldn't tell you what it'd probably be in, some type of grass woven sack or something like that, real fine woven sack.
Okay.
Sure.
What would you call the bag or sack that the potatoes are shipped in?
Potato sack.
Okay. Is there any name for that kind of cloth that they use? It's kind of really rough type of cloth.
I can't think of what they call it.
Usually, pretty wide weave on it, has a pretty wide weave on it.
I don't know what you're talking about. I don't know what you're calling it.
Do you know if they call it a burlap down here, or was there some other name?
A croaker sack.
Croaker sack. Okay. Great, yeah.
That's what most people call it.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of days now on a farm they feed the cows with comes in. They call it a croaker sack.
Okay. What would you call the amount of wood that you carry, at one time, say into the house or something?
Call it a load of wood.
Okay. And the thing up there that puts out the light.
Light bulb.
Okay. So when your wife does the washing, she puts it in what kind of container to say take it out?
Wrapper.
Okay. But after she...
Laundry basket.
Okay. What do you call the thing that runs around the barrel to hold the wooden place? Kind of metal thing.
What you talking about?
If you have a big barrel, there's those metal things that go around on the outside.
A tub, is that what you're talking about?
No, I mean in a
big guy.
So, if you have a barrel of flour or something, they have those wood pieces, and they have those metal things that go around the outside to keep them in place.
I can't understand what you're talking about.
Okay.
If you told me, I probably know where it is. Mm-hmm. I can't think of what it is.
Years ago, they used to have kind of a fad. These kids have these big round things that come around the waist and kind of spin it around.
Hula hoop?
Yeah. Okay. What is it that you put on top of a bottle to seal it?
Come again with that.
Okay, what would you put in the top of a bottle to seal it?
A cap.
Okay.
On a bottle. A lid.
Okay. What else would you use?
To seal the top of the bottle.
Yeah, I mean, sticks under the
gasket. Cork. Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah.
Oh, that's on old whiskey bottles.
About
a long time ago. I haven't seen anything now with corks on.
Yeah. What were they usually made out of?
Corks.
Mm-hmm.
Cork. I think it was. I never had that much dealing with them.
Yeah. Cork is cork.
Okay. But they used to make floaters for you. For your fishing pole with.
Yeah, that's right.
Cork float.
Okay.